another member of the class of 2024, Amy Perman Javens. You got to be awfully excited, Amy.
It's wonderful. It's great to be here. It's such a nice honor to be recognized and appreciated in your hometown for things that happened over 30 years ago and even most recent athlete beats.
Talk about your first thought when you got the call that you're being inducted. What came to your top of your mind?
I felt very humbled in a way. You know, what I do is just a way of life for me, and being an athlete has always been just who I am. It very appreciative and blushed a lot, and took a while for it to sink in.
What drove you to be successful? What it continues to drive you to be successful?
I always like the path of learning and always challenging myself to learn new things. I always say I'm a girl of the decades. So once when I feel like I have mastered something, I like to move on to something else. I think life is really boring when we're not learning and we're not challenging ourselves. And things are supposed to be hard because if there aren't challenges and hard things in life, we don't tend to grow, and that's when life gets boring. So, I think, like, my family, too. I was the youngest sister of two older brothers and an older sister, so I was always, like, that little girl in the background that wanted to prove my siblings wrong. So a little bit of birth order, I think, comes into factor with that psyche of what I have. And then I feel like people were placed in my life at the right time to help me with success. I was very, very fortunate to have great formative years with some really, really good coaches. And I'm still a coach on the professional level. And the coaches I had in my first 5 to 10 years of being an athlete are some of my best coaches: Sally Ward, Barb Durisco, Harry Alberti. You know, they just really equipped me with some really great skills and inspiration.
What message do you remember from those coaches that you still use to today?
Oh, they were also different in every way. Sally Ward was really tough on us, and I carried that into when I was biking through the lava fields in the Ironman World Championship, and that mental toughness of, like, yeah, it's 95 degrees and it's like 100% humidity, but I'm just going to keep moving forward. Like, Sally would make us keep doing, you know, suicides day after day. Barb Durisco was my inspirational coach. So she was always the one who had the positive messages and the positive mindset, and really helped boost my self-confidence. And Harry Alberti, I would consider him probably my most technical coach, being a hurdler. He was my hurdling coach, and he taught me how important it was to have those 1% that make us become even better individuals, how important those 1% are, and they add up eventually to help you become a more polished athlete.
Of all your accomplishments, what makes you most proud?
Oh, I think the formative years ones, you know, they gave me the confidence to be able to do other things. They were the building blocks of being able to go run in college. And then, you know, my collegiate career didn't end very well. I had injury, you know, I always viewed myself as an athlete. So that even was a building block to when I became a professional triathlete later in life. So they all were really important, but I think those formative years were very, very important.
I always ask, are there any regrets?
That I would have worn knee pads when I played basketball after two meniscus tear scopes. And I keep saying there's going to be, people keep telling me there's going to be a knee replacement in the future, but I don't listen to them. Knee pads when I played basketball, and otherwise, no, there's absolutely no regrets at all.
As you think about this weekend, what's this mean to you and your family?
It's very personal. My husband's here. Two of my daughters are going to be able to make it. The middle one is a collegiate swim coach, so she's in the prime time of her season. But one of the reasons she's a coach is because athletics was such a big part of what we do, and she saw what I did. So having my immediate family here is really important. My mom and dad are deceased. They were very important in my formative years, but my aunt is going to be here representing my mom and dad. And then I have three of my two of my three other siblings are going to be here. My brother Drew, my sister Rochelle. You know, they were the ones I was chasing after when I was little.
Now, talk about what you're doing today, and you mentioned your family. What do you do for a living, and what do you do?
So right now, I started out in education, but the last 10 years, I've been a professional endurance coach. So I always wanted to be a coach in life. When I went to college, I chose education because I wanted to be a coach. I didn't choose coaching because I wanted to be a teacher. So right now, I'm in the endurance world. I work for a company called QT2 Systems. We're based out of Boston, but we're virtual. And I've coached 100 of triathletes get to their finish lines, whether it was sprint triathlons, Ironman triathlons. And I also own a cycling studio in my hometown here, too. And then I work with charity teams. One of my roles at my job is training director for a charity team called Team in Training, which is the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We have thousands of athletes who come through and do endurance events. So there's a little bit of a mission to what I do, and to me that means a lot.
What's the one bit of advice you can give to somebody that's a novice athlete trying to train? What's one piece of advice you can give?
Embrace failure. Fail forward. Because it's going to smack you in the face over and over again, and it's going to build your mental durability and really work on your mental mindset, work on your mental game, work on your psyche, talk to somebody, you know, go through all the skills that you need to be able to become a successful athlete, because it's only going to help you become a successful business person, a successful teacher, a successful professional. So just accept failure. It's going to happen. It's not the end of the world. It just makes you grittier. It's money in the grit bank, and it's going to make you tougher. And if they just keep moving forward and learning from not even mistakes, because they're supposed to be there, they'll be successful.
Was there a moment you still think about that was negative during your competitive days that you regret about at this stage of your life?
Not necessarily negative. I do remember when Barb Dorisco had benched me in a junior high basketball game because I didn't have enough enthusiasm out on the basketball floor. So I think that cost me, and that taught me an instrumental value that you need to have passion in what you do. But nothing really negative. Yeah.
Well, Amy Pervin Javens, enjoy the weekend. Congratulations. I know it's going to be a fun time for you and your family.
Thank you so much. It was great talking with you.